The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Welcome back to EV News China. Today, Xiaomi sets a distance record, Chery bets on solid state, and NIO wins its case against influencers. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you how one remote part of northern China has become famous and is making a tidy profit for extreme cold weather EV testing. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest EV market. Every day, I bring you the latest headlines, insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and decode how fast-moving developments in the East shape the global EV landscape. We'll start with Xiaomi's SU7 Max setting a new 24-hour distance record, a new mark for Chinese production in EVs, covering 4,264 kilometers, that's 2,650 miles, in 24 hours on a track in Yancheng in Jiangsu. The run, held from the 20th to the 21st of November at the end of last year, included charging stops and sustained speeds of 240 kilometers an hour or 149 miles per hour. And that beats the previous 3,961 kilometers logged last year by an XPeng P7. Records don't sell cars on their own, but they do expose engineering fast. Xiaomi's pitch here is not brand power or phone maker novelty. It's the harder thing, a car that can run flat out at 150 miles an hour for a whole day, stop to recharge quickly, and then do it over again without cooking its battery or its power electronics. The test car, as I mentioned, an SU7 Max, used Xiaomi's V6S Plus motor that spins at 22,000 RPM and is rated for a peak of 165 miles an hour or 265 kilometers an hour. It sits on its 897-volt silicon carbide platform. The pack inside it is a ternary pack. It's 101.7 kilowatt hours, with Xiaomi quoting a 5.2C peak charge rate. Now, the official car has about 500 miles CLTC range, but Xiaomi also claims the car can add 400 miles in 15 minutes of charging. They're showing off here their thermal systems, and it's the same one shared with their high-end SU7 Ultra. The commercial backdrop is just as aggressive as the technical one in 2026. Xiaomi just delivered 411,000 vehicles. They've tipped over 500,000 cumulative, and they've set a big target for this year as well. The year starts off with Xiaomi trying to get some headlines, less like a stunt and more like a statement of intent, if you ask me. Now, Chery is also making big claims, thus far unsubstantiated or independently verified, but Chery says it will put a solid-state electric car on the road this year that will drive 932 miles or 1,500 kilometres, a claim that would reset the battery arms race. If true, the company's brand Xeed will launch the Lifeng, a shooting brake style EV. The Chery says will do that range even at minus 30 degrees Celsius or minus 22 Fahrenheit. Chery says the Lifeng will use a pack from its Rhino S line and posts an eye-catching energy density of 600 watt hours per kilogram. Now, that number needs a big asterisk. It matters whether it's measured at cell level or pack level, whether it describes a lab sample, an engineering prototype, or something ready for production. The company has talked up oxide electrolytes in the past, arguing they scale more cleanly than sulfide or polymer approaches, yet other reporting in the past has talked about, and I quote, in situ polymerized solid electrolyte systems. Okay, which could mean different generations of the battery or just inconsistent marketing language. Chery says the Lifeng runs on an 800-volt architecture and uses a high-performance motor that spins at 30,000 RPM, does 0-62 in 3 seconds, top speed 162 miles an hour or 260 kilometers an hour. Now, that's all great, but it really is the long range and the claims of energy density for solid state that we'll all be paying attention to. Now, the company also showed off an ES8 in December last year, which it says will also get its solid state batteries for 621 miles of range or 1,000 kilometres. Xeed rolled out the ES8, ES7, GT, ET8 and ET9. Though, yes, the ES badge does come with complications because NeoCell an ES8, leaving two Chinese EV makers with the same model name. Now, putting this podcast together for you every single workday so that I can understand the Chinese market better and hopefully you and I can improve our knowledge together, sometimes I struggle. So for the average person that's not doing this every day, day in, day out, not listening to a daily podcast about Chinese EVs, I'm not surprised the Chinese market can be confusing when they have the same car called the same thing. Let's talk a little bit about where the batteries will go. Chery will place the solid-state packs into ride-hailing and rental fleets this year, by the end of the year at least, to collect real-world data, mass production in 2027. It sounds ambitious, but I would add that that timetable does align with the wider industry judgment that end of this year, next year, does look to be the window when proper solid-state batteries either graduate from pilot lines or become the real deal. Should we talk about the other ES8, the Neo ES8? Just crossed over 50,000 deliveries of their third generation in 120 days. They launched it on September 20th, 2025. They disclosed the milestone yesterday, putting the full-size electric SUV amongst the fastest-selling in China's battery-only segment above 400,000 yuan. The price matters in a crowded premium market where big SUVs are testing the pricing power of buyers and brand strength. The EREV versus BEV debate. The ES8 got to 10,000 deliveries in the first 41 days as well. Neo pitches the ES8 as its flagship pure electric SUV. For families and executive buyers, it cuts more than 100,000 yuan from its predecessor's pricing, something that went down pretty poorly with people who'd literally bought the more expensive car, and actually the specs were worse as well, the day before, almost pulling the rug from underneath them. Neo argues, we have to iterate quickly, and we're sorry, but if you want us to survive, this is the game in China. With battery purchase, three configurations range from 406,800 yuan. Under Neo's battery as a service scheme, which is very popular, prices fall to 298,800 yuan. That's about $42,900 equivalent for a big three-row, luxurious, very premium vehicle which has battery swapping. The ES8 is 5.28 metres in length, with 6 or 7 feet layouts aimed at families and corporate fleets, dual motor, 520 kilowatts of power, and the standard pack is 102 kilowatts hours, and Neo plans a self-developed 120 kilowatt hour pack with fast charging, I think sometime this year. Inside, there's panoramic displays, big control screens, the Nomi AI. They say that they have counted. It's got 111 physical buttons, okay? In a world where everything's on a screen, I think that's a good thing. Neo has now passed 1 million cumulative vehicle deliveries and says it will focus on high-quality growth from now on. Neo's also won a big court case. Chinese courts just handed down a judgment in this case. Neo just won two more wins in its fight against what it calls malicious online rumours. On January the 19th, yesterday, the firm said judges had ruled in favour of its defamation cases against influencers. The rulings matter for China's EV sector, where retail investors, short sellers and fans fire off barbs and so-called research on Chinese social media and local platforms. In September last year, William Lee, the founder and chief exec, urged tougher action on what he says can be organised online attacks at times. Neo's legal department said courts had ordered the operators of multiple accounts to now pay compensation and publish public apologies for content that maliciously defamed the firm's operations. In December, the company already announced other court victories in two separate cases against EV-focused content creators. The firm says it will donate any compensation to charities like education and elderly care. Neo, finally, third story from Neo today. Neo will detail its new ES9 around the 10th of April, weeks before the SUV debuts at the Auto China show in Beijing. The motor show runs from the 24th of April, I think, this year, giving the firm a clear window to unveil the ES9, the high-tech story, before all the noise of the show. The timing matters in the crowded premium market. ES9 will sit at the very top of Neo's SUV range, the 9 badge, marking it out as a flagship. By footprint, it will be the largest electric SUV they've ever built, aimed at buyers who want big size, big status, and a big battery, not a big fuel tank. ES9 will not start from scratch. It'll start using Neo's Skyride chassis, used on the ET9, and be the third on their third-generation NT3 platform after the ET9 and the third-gen ES8 that we were just talking about. Should we take a break? Yeah, go on. We're only a couple of stories in. It's a long show today. We'll come back and we'll talk about China's EV boom in the used market. Stick around.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. China's sprawling EV boom is about to meet its bill. Roughly 50 loss-making EV makers are heading into a make-or-break year. It's something that I've made special podcasts about. I've talked about a lot on the main EV News Daily podcast. I try and bring it up on the Friday YouTube show that I do with the gang on batteries included. There is so much overcapacity and red ink in China, in the industry, that if you're paying attention, you know this and you know this. And it matters. It matters well beyond China. Chinese EV firms now set the floor for global EV pricing, and they are increasingly shaping innovation, battery, software, and suppliers' terms. Too many factories chasing too few buyers has sparked several rounds of brutal discounting over the past 3 years in China, eliminating profits and forcing bigger names to trim their ambitions. The industry has not lacked effort nor money. Many firms have poured billions into R&D, hunting that edge that turns a good idea or a gadget into a core for their brand. The bill for that race, though, is now showing up in earnings reports, and only a small club has ever escaped red ink, including BYD and Ceres, which is backed by Huawei. Even then, the maths are unforgiving. Average net margin per vehicle in China is 5,000 yuan. That is $718 profit net margin per vehicle, once raw materials, labor, and logistics are paid. Exporting lifts that to 20,000 yuan. It's a 4x. It's almost $3,000. That's why they want to sell the cars abroad, because there's no money selling the cars in China, where the scale is built. That explains the growing obsession with fancy, shiny showrooms for names you've never heard of in the West. The price war also accelerates the cull. Car makers selling fewer than 1,000 units a month will quit, merge, or just die out this year. China EV 100, an industry group, even expects 5 or 6 of the foreign joint ventures, those delivering less than 100,000 vehicles a year, to go into liquidation in the next few years. China's used EV boom is underway. It's now big enough to reshape EV adoption, but used battery cars need better data to earn buyer confidence. Last year, used car transactions exceeded 20 million for the first time, reaching 20.1 million, up 2.5% year on year. Younger buyers are the key driver, choosing used EVs for value and concentrating demand around the 50,000 to 100,000 yuan range. A smoother trade-in chain supports new car sales and helps automakers manage the product cycles. They want to shift new product, and that all moves down market. While policies are easing the interprovincial transfers and promoting trade-ins that push dealers to source these vehicles and ship them across regions, EVs are changing fastest. Last year, in the first 11 months of the year, used NEV sales were 1.44 million units. That's up 43% on the previous 11 months. Yet pricing can be erratic in the used market. Information can be patchy about the technology under the skin. Which version of this car was it? New cars are iterating so fast. Battery conditions are also a really big concern in the used EV market in China. Not really a solved problem yet. We're talking about battery testing. Obviously, one of our new sponsors that's coming on board, that is on board, you know, right now, is a
independent EV battery health testing service in Australia and New Zealand. That's incredibly important to do in China. That's going to be a huge market. Industry groups want a unified system and a national information platform covering mileage, ownership, accidents, battery performance, appraisal rules updated from combustion era standards, and so much more. AI could possibly help if matching supply and demand is an issue, but without shared battery data and a standard test, even 1.4 million used EVs last year were really bought on guesswork. Okay, there's a new champion in town, and I haven't talked about it enough on this podcast. Geely's Galaxy Xingyuan ended last year as China's best-selling new energy vehicle. It pushed the long-dominant Wuling Hongguang Mini EV off the top spot. After leading most of the monthly tallies, the Xingyuan closed the year on 465,000 sales ahead of the Wuling 435. The change matters because China's cheapest end of the EV market runs on maths, not mystique. Makers win by building acceptable cars at ruthless prices, then feeding them into the channels in vast numbers. Tesla was still competitive, in case you're wondering where's the Model Y. It's not setting the pace. The Model Y built in Shanghai was third, with 425,000 units. The best result for any non-Chinese model, which is how it's classified, even though it's made with Chinese money and Chinese parts in a Chinese factory. They don't count it in the China figures, but we'll put it in the top 20. While the locally built Model 3 is ninth, that left Tesla as the only foreign brand inside the top 20 ranking. Price does the heavy lifting in China. The Xingyuan starts at 68,000 yuan, which is about $9,900. And that's for a very decent car. That's not for something that you'd never drive yourself. That is 193 miles or 310 kilometers on the Chinese CLTC forgiving cycle, admittedly, but they do a longer version that's only about $11,800. That covers city driving, keeps sticker prices low, and gives you a lot of extra features in the car as well. BYD, as usual, won through breadth rather than having one runaway hit. It put nine models in the top 20. It's things like the Dynasty and Ocean ranges. It has battery electric cars, has plug-in hybrids. And so BYD is obviously still the massive player, but without a single shining star. Now, Chinese cars are hungry for things they don't control. And that's a problem in China, because they like control of the supply chain. China's EV boom rests on an awkward truth. The country devours semiconductor chips far faster than it's making them. Local champions are now racing to close the gap. China accounts for 35% of global automotive semiconductor demand, worth about $24 billion last year. Yet its chip makers provide only $2.7 billion of that and 4% of the worldwide supply. As EVs spread, that mismatch is growing. Electric vehicles already make up more than half of new car sales in China, and each model is turning into a rolling data center, stuffed with sensors, connectivity, and raw compute power. Industry estimates suggest the silicon inside an average vehicle is going up from $759 on average in 2024 to $1,332 of silicon by 2030, a jump that turns chip strategy from supply chain procurement into an essential. Car makers are splitting into two camps. You've got XPeng, NIO, Li Auto and Geely pouring money into their own advanced systems on a chip for self-driving and digital dashboards, betting that raw compute power will decide the winner. BYD, Great Wall and Dongfeng have gone the other way. They lean on just the mature microcontrollers that are out there, or building their own, and things like power devices, valuing cost discipline and reliability, proven technology over the latest. Around them, there are supporting casts emerging. Designers like Horizon and Black Sesame specialize in high-performance auto processors. While Huawei, they're involved now. They're stitching hardware and software together on its own chips for car brains. All this echoes Tesla's decision many years ago to design their own chips to control the processor and gain leverage over performance, cost, and supply. This is an issue that I'm sure we'll be talking about as the year rumbles on. Now, finally, let me take you to Heihe It's a bleak border city in Heilongjiang province, now setting the standard for cold weather testing. It's turned its long, harsh winters into an industry. It now hosts over 170 companies, 34 test bases, and 120 high-standard test roads for EV cold weather testing. As China pushes EV exports, performance in cold weather is essential testing work. Cold weather saps battery efficiency and can unsettle vehicle stability, proving that Chinese models work in such extremes boosts their credibility overseas. Heihe now claims 85% of China's and 45% of the global cold region EV testing. In the 2024-2025 cold weather season, EV testing brought in 170 million yuan. That's about $24.4 million in direct revenue. And a further 430 million yuan from accommodation, tourism, and other services. For this year's winter season, it's more like 90 car makers and 3,100 test vehicles all heading to one place. Pretty remote cold place in China, admittedly, but to do their cold weather validation. Domestic capacity has made overseas test tracks less relevant. Local facilities cut the costs and lower the barrier for smaller firms, while still offering comprehensive testing and stressing batteries and drivetrains. The tech under scrutiny is moving just as quickly. Solid-state batteries that promise a range of over 1,000 kilometers, where we started on today's podcast, are undergoing extreme testing right now in places like Heihe, in a push to close the gap between the lab figures and the real world. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.